This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said, oh, what a night.
Oh, the video.
If they had a been like Ben.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Hello, good evening, one and all. A huge welcome once again to the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Hope you're having as great a Tuesday as is humanly possible in these times of lockdown and social distancing. But we're going to be as entertaining as we can, as ever, on Phoenix and particularly on this programme. Loads of general ridiculousness coming up. And all the regular features with celebrity birthdays, we'll have Legend of the Week, we'll have a hotly contested poll, and many of the tracks that you will hear in the next couple of hours have been selected by you, lovely legend listeners, on social media in the run-up to this programme. And yes, I have made a rod for my own back and started broadcasting on Facebook Live as of last week. And I have to reveal, last week's hotly contested poll is the first ever to have a 100% to zero result. It's never happened before, and therefore it has been decided that I will be Facebook Living again tonight. Ian Lee is...
Oh, Mr. Simmons, there's a big man outside the door.
Is there?
He's got a moustache and he talks with a foreign accent. I think your hotly contested poll has turned up.
Right, thanks very much for that. And Ian Lee, voiceover master there, man of a thousand voices. He's now in hysterics in the studio, but thanks for that. He's made me a cup of tea, though, which is a wonderful gesture. Thank you so much for that.
Well, I was going to make it in Rob Harvey's cup, but you know what how he sulks.
With, yeah, he wouldn't have liked that.
If he can't drink out of his own face.
I like the fact we have a bit of banter on your show before I take over, and then we have sometimes have a bit of banter on my show before you go.
So oh, yes. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, have you got that nice Gnarls Barkley? Gnarls Barkley, you know, he's got that song called Crazy.
He has got a song called Crazy.
I like Gnarls Barkley.
That voice is brilliant. Let me have a look and see if I can find Gnarls Barkley. But while that's on, I was going to play something. Now, I haven't yet revealed on air. We did reveal on Ian's Drive Time show just before the end that all the tracks I'm going to play tonight are loosely linked to April Fool's Day in some way or another. Because, April Fool's Day is tomorrow, and sadly I'm not going to be in the station tomorrow. So all the tracks I'm going to play are linked to being stupid or idiotic or being caught out or foolish in some way or another. Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, I've got to tell you, I used to go out with my best friend and her boyfriend.
Really?
And I used to sit there and make jokes all night.
Yeah.
And they didn't like it, but I was a bit of a gooseberry fool.
Excellent. I think you've peaked now.
Yeah.
Little Ian Lee. But in honour of Little Ian Lee, here's a bit of Gnarls Barkley to get the show started.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Cause I didn't know enough.
Phoenix FM.
Gnarls Barkley there then, as Ian Lee so eloquently put it. He has now left the building, sadly, so he's currently signing autographs for his legions of fans that have broken social distancing rules and were waiting for him outside the Phoenix FM studio, but I'm sure he'll be safely home very soon. If there are any members of the police force listening, that was a joke, obviously. There's no need to arrest Ian Lee for encouraging people to break social distancing regulations. Anyway, huge thanks to Ian for a wonderful drive time show. And for a bit of banter, which is always enjoyable for me on a Tuesday evening. But now, we're into the show that goes like this. And I know what you're saying. Ben, we're nearly 10 minutes in and there's still no sign of a Facebook Live. What the heck is going on? Well, don't panic. Once the next track begins, I will instigate the Facebook Live video and you'll be able to see me. And I will share with you, someone castigated me last week. Misses. Yes, they did. The fabulous Greg Ashton inquired as to my facial hair and general hirsute appearance. And I didn't expect to say hirsute on the show tonight. But in honour of him doing that and my wife mentioning it earlier on today, I've shaved and everything for tonight's show, you know. Happy in the knowledge that I will be going on to Facebook Live and letting my face be seen by millions, potentially. Anyway, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for listening. It's good to have you along. This is the show that goes like this. Literally, anything can happen. So what is going to happen? Who on earth knows? Well, I know some of it, but the beautiful thing about this show is we can go off at tangents. You can send me messages on social media and part of the show can go in a whole new direction. So there's always that level of excitement, but if we do stick to some of the things I've planned, at least, you will hear a lot of tracks that relate to April Fool's Day in some way or another. So we've had Crazy from Gnarls Barkley, April Fool's Pranks might drive you crazy a little bit. And you may hear songs with Fool or Stupid in the title as well, if that's how you feel when you get got by April Fool's Day jokes. And I did post on social media a little while ago, if it gets to April the 1st and then Derren Brown reveals he's got the entire world, I'm going to be incredibly annoyed. But anyway, yes, I hope you're getting through the current situation as best as you possibly can. It's been just over a week now of lockdown, hasn't it? So how are you coming to terms with it? Does it seem like 3 months already? It's only been a week. But or maybe you're kind of just getting used to it a little bit. Okay, it's not going to be easy, but maybe it's not quite as bad as you thought now. Who knows? Anyway, I'm going to keep you entertained the very best I can up until 8 o'clock tonight. Then Rob Harvey in with Synth City once again from 8 until 10. So keep it here, Phoenix FM, 98.0 as ever in Essex or the surrounding areas. But phoenixfm.com, and you can tune in from anywhere via the wonders of the internet. And also via the wonders of the internet, once the next track begins, I will do my very best to get this live on Facebook Live as well. So keep it here. It's all rather exciting. Okay, some April Fool's Day related music then. Well, it's in the band name. I've always enjoyed their music. This, with One More Time, is Daft Punk. See what I've done there?
One more time.
One more time.
feeling. Celebration tonight. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No, we don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time. A celebration. You know we're gonna do it all right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need. Yeah. Come on. Alright, we're gonna celebrate one more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. And that was One More Time by Daft Punk. Classic there. And I am now on Facebook Live, although there may be an issue with the orientation of my device, which does seem to be a little bit unusual right now. So apologies if that's happened. I need to fix the camera during the next track. So I'm going to stop Facebook Living. Hello to Colin Geary and Fiona Watson who are watching. Don't keep watching. Get ready to watch again in a minute because I realise there's an incorrect orientation problem. So I'm going to end Facebook Live at the moment and be back in any second. Anyway, I hope your Tuesday's okay. It's just gone 6:15 on the 31st of March. And did you know that today is all kinds of ridiculous holidays? It's Eiffel Tower Day, although not receiving visitors at the moment. It's also a Dance Marathon Day, which might be quite difficult in lockdown. It's also National Bunsen Burner Day, which you can't really appreciate unless you're in a chemistry class, and with the schools closed to many students, that's not going to be easy, is it? But very excitingly, and something we can all do at home, it's World Backup Day. So today is the day to get your computer sorted out and backed up. I heartily recommend it. So there we go, World Backup Day. Back up those hard drives, don't lose any important data. Right, a couple more tracks coming. I promise, while the next one's on, Facebook Live will begin. Hang in there, don't panic. This, April Fool related. Oh, I should have said, Daft Punk and One More Time was suggested by Sally Moss earlier on, so thank you very much for that. And Gunal's Barclays Crazy was from our own Ian Lee. Here's one I wanted to play. This by Emily Sande is Clown.
I guess it's funnier from where you're standing. Cause from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again. Another number for your notes. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time.
stop and answer all of your questions. As soon as I find out how I can move from the back of a line, I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's fun. I would too if I saw. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. My life's a circus, circus, round the circus, selling out tonight. I'd be less angry if it was my decision. And the money was just rolling in. If I had more than my ambition, I'll have time for please, I'll have time for thank you as soon as I win. I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's fun. I would too if I saw. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. My life's a circus, circus, round circus, selling out tonight. From a distance, my choice is simple. From a distance, I can entertain. Be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's fun. I would too if I saw.
Phoenix FM.
So that was Emily Sunday and Clown. And yes, I have now managed to go live on Facebook Live as well as live on the radio. So dual live action, so to speak, on Phoenix FM and Facebook tonight. And messages coming in from people already. Tracy Blee says, hello, hope you're well, stay safe. Absolutely, same to you. Don't reveal how young we are. No, they'd all be terrified if they realised how young we were. Tracy, how young we still are. Obviously young at heart. Anyway, so it's the 31st of March today. Whether you're on Facebook with the video stream or just listening to the radio on phoenixfm.com or 98.0 FM, it's great to have you here. And if you're new to the show, always crazy things going on a Tuesday evening between 6 and 8 p.m. This is the show that goes like this. And I like to have regular features, but we can always go off at a tangent. That's the sheer beauty of it, basically depending on what you guys say. And someone who is listening to my my show tonight will be my Legend of the Week. How on earth do you get to be Legend of the Week, I hear you ask? Well, it's not easy. Basically, you have to send me a message on social media, but it has to be a really good message. So how do you elevate your message above those of other people? Basically, you can send me anything. You can tell me that I look good, as B from Orpington has done. Thank you very much for that. You can just let me know on Facebook Live that you're watching, like Michael Garland and Danny Rogers have just done. So hello to you. But if you bother to send me a message, and Alison Heffron is sending this one now, basically saying bye because it's the kids' bath time. Outrageous. I will keep safe. You do too. Lots of love to you and your family. And Daniel Perry with some advice for how to tune into the show. I like that. Ask Alexa for Phoenix FM and she tunes into you. She absolutely does. You can ask any home assistant device to play Phoenix FM and it should find us. Whether it's Alexa, whether it's Cortana, whether it's Google, whether it's Siri and various others. I'll let you off, Alison. You can go. I appreciate bath time is important. Maybe install some kind of speaker system in the bathroom next week. Eddie Bushell's watching. Long-time friend of this show and multiple Legend of the Week award winner. Yes, anyway, I was saying, how do you get to be the Legend of the Week? Basically, send me any kind of message and you're eligible. If it's a fabulous message, then you will be my legend. Now, last week, I gave the Legend of the Week award to the person who won the inaugural The Quiz That Goes Like This. Because around about in 20 minutes' time, I will be releasing this week's quiz as well and explaining how you can try and win the quiz. But there's all kinds of things going on. We'll have celebrity birthdays a bit later. We'll do a hotly contested poll after 7 o'clock as well. I'm on here until 8 live this evening. And Keith Robinson is watching. Hello to Keith. Hope you are okay, sir. Always good. I love this level of interactivity. It makes it rather exciting. This is all new to me and getting the old Facebook live stream going as well. But yeah, we'll try and have some fun with it and mention as many people, say hello to as many people on the airwaves as possible. So that's no worries. And right, Tracy Blees has asked me to, she's just inquired as to whether I'd be interested in making this kind of announcement. And I have to say, Lexi, you need to get off the iPad now. I think it's time for a bath, you know. Not for me, and I wasn't on an iPad anyway, but Lexi, you were. So just put it down for a minute and you can come back to the show that goes like this after bath time. I'm here up until 8, so don't panic. Sue Ward is watching. Hello to Sue. Hope you are okay. Right, I think it's time for some more music to come shortly, is it? Yes, it is. So while I'm queuing up this, I'll explain a little bit more about what's going on. So the quiz that goes like this, number 2, will be up later on at around about 7:15, and I'll explain how you can enter that and exactly what you need to do to take part. And then also we will have a hotly contested poll after 7. As I was saying earlier on, last week's hotly contested poll, I asked if my radio show was better with Facebook Live or not, and it's the first time in probably 50 polls that I've conducted where there was a 100% to 0 voting rate. It was rather incredible. And to that end, I've decided I'm going to have to keep Facebook Living, because clearly very popular. 100% of the many voters said my show was enhanced by being on Facebook Live. So there we go. Now, I've got to give a shout out to some members of the Bushell household. So hello to Lexi and Frankie. Hope you're okay out there. And it's not Lexi Bushell's bath time, so that's good. You can keep listening, keep tuned in on Facebook as well. That's fabulous. But Lexi Blees, it is your bath time, so iPad down, get in that bath. When I was younger, it was always rather exciting having a bath. I don't know why, I kind of just looked forward to it. Maybe I had a deprived childhood. No, I most certainly didn't. But loads going on tonight, so keep it here. The Facebook Live stream will be up until 8 o'clock. Dave Bourne's watching. Michael Buck is watching. Hello to both of you two gents. Let's get some tracks on. If anybody wants to suggest tracks and I can find them in the extensive Phoenix FM library, then I will do my very best to get them on for you. But while we're waiting, here's one that was suggested earlier on by Siobhan Roxburgh. So thanks very much for that. It's the Stone Roses with Fool's Gold.
We'll be right back. with my heat aside, there ain't no place like me.
So that was the Stone Roses there with Fool's Gold, and you're listening to the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. And in case you weren't aware, a phenomenon I started last week is the similar broadcast on Facebook Live as it's going out on the radio as well. David Munnellan notices the effort I've made in having a shave today. Yes, I remained hirsute last week. It was noticed and noted by some of the listeners, and I'm glad that the effort I've made with the razor has also been appreciated. Maria on the Isle of Wight says, can you tell Michael Buck he should be watching live but have radio going on in the background so you can appreciate both? Yes. Yes. And also, my mum says hello to Kevin Garner, who used to help her out at the Grand Order of Water Rats when she worked there. So that's lovely as well. Excellent. Right, well, lots to happen, lots going on tonight, and obviously we're all currently involved in lockdown status, which can be tough. You're finding new things to do. I'll freely admit, my wife and I did a jigsaw together for the first time ever in years and years and years, yes. And it was a 500-piece jigsaw, and we did it in 2.5 days. That isn't constantly sat there for 2.5 days. There you go. And I love messages like this. This is the sort of message that can get you Legend of the Week status. Rachel Willett, longtime friend of the show and Legend of the Week award winner multiple times, has said, I've just been listening to you on my phone in the bath. So it is possible. Well, there you go. Now, just to be clear, your phone was out of the bath, maybe in your hand or on a stand safely nearby. I'm hoping, Rachel. If your phone was in the bath, I hope to heck it was waterproof. I had a very weird dream the other night where I was dunking my phone in water just to show people it was waterproof. But there you go. Vivian McMaster has just tuned in. Hello to you, Viv. Good to know you're there. And Kevin Garner says hello back to Fran and to me. We're getting back to the 500-piece jigsaw. And Daniel Perry asks, did I do 499 pieces? And my wife, Hayley, did one. That would do her an extreme disservice. Whilst that is amusing, she did do far more of it than me. She did about, I'd say, 2/3 of it. And it's interesting to see the different ways in people's minds work. I was heavily looking at the colours and pictures. She was looking at the shapes of the pieces and where they would fit. Interesting. Men and women's brains wired differently. I'm sure many people are finding out in times of intense lockdown. Right, shall I get another track on? Obviously, we'll keep the Facebook Live broadcast going. If you've just joined and you're not quite sure what's going on, well, I'm presenting my weekly radio show here on Phoenix FM in Essex. But as I started last week, we're getting a live broadcast on the video onto Facebook as well. Lots going on. And it's all rather exciting still for me. Hope it's enjoyable for you to tune in multiple ways to this programme. Obviously, always, the music I play is great. Much of it is suggested by you guys. And Ian Lee, who suggested the opening track to this show while he was still in the building, also suggested another one. And it's something that brought back some very happy memories for me of a game on the PlayStation 2 that took up far too many hours of my life than it should have done. Here with a remix that was partly due to being used in the Ninja Turtles recent film is Tricky, which is fabulous, by Run DMC. So that was Run DMC and the remix of Tricky that was used in a recent Ninja Turtles film. Just to say hello to some people who've just come onto the Facebook Live. Tracy Goldsworthy, hello to you. Haven't seen you for a long time. Lee Eakins, hello to you. Carolina Simmons is a relation. Often people say someone with the same name and then go, no relation. Carolina Simmons, relation. hello. I'm very well. Hope you are too. Now, SSX Tricky was a game on the PlayStation 2 all about snowboarding, and you had to go down numerous courses, get different boards, pull off incredible tricks, and many people who played that will remember Tricky by Run DMC being used in the game very heavily. So, yeah, fabulous memories that's brought back for me. I recently, to get me through the lockdown, have bought a PlayStation 4. And it's proving very successful. And to make up for that monetary loss in times of struggle, I'm selling my Nintendo Wii. So there you go. Right, let's get telling you what else is going on the programme tonight. Well, we're coming up. I'll put one more track on very shortly. While that track is on, we will release the quiz that goes like this, too. And last week's Legend of the Week was the winner of the quiz. But I'm keen for this to be a sister award, if you like. So the quiz that goes like this will have its own recognised prize. I say prize, as is the case with the Legend of the Week award. There will be no tangible prize. You'll just have the honour of knowing that it was you that won the quiz that week. And B from Orpington, you're absolutely right. I will not be playing any April Fool's Day pranks tonight, because although the music is related to an April Fool theme of finding songs with idiot or fool in them or relating to pranks one way or another, yes, I'm not going to actually do any jokes on anyone because it's the wrong day. If you do it on the wrong day, you look a fool, don't you? I think. Yes. So this, what I like about this Facebook Live and happening on my radio show is the level of banter that you get between listeners, see? Eddie Bushell talking to Barbara Ferry. Stephen Frosdick is watching the video now. This is all fabulous. So marvellous to know you guys are out there and tuning in. It's all rather excellent. Right, so like I said, the quiz that goes like this will be active. Once the next track goes on, I will explain to you how you can take part in it. It was very hotly contested last week. I was excited, to say the least. So, yes, I've got to get that ready, and I've got to remember to keep queuing up the songs. Facebook Live does distract me from remembering everything else I need to do. After 7 o'clock, I'll give you a virtual tour of the studio on Facebook Live, simply by rotating the camera, and I will tell you about celebrity birthdays. We've got to get another hotly contested poll going. It's literally all happening. Before I start the next track, here's something I've got for everybody tonight. And this could be quite a challenge. But obviously you will know if you've tuned into this show before, you can win the Legend of the Week award. Hello to Johnny Black, by the way. Usually you just send me a message and it puts you in the running. And the best message I receive, I give the Legend of the Week award too. Hello to Donna Hall. David Mulliner's going to do PE with Dax outside. What a shame. Maybe I should do a concurrent PE class whilst broadcasting. That would be some impressive multitasking. It's okay, Dave. Feel free. No worries, mate. Anyway, so Legend of the Week tonight, I am setting my listeners and viewers a challenge. Now, we're all self-isolating. We're all social distancing. And as you're aware, many of the people in the entertainment industry are finding themselves at a loose end at the moment. And some people have done some wonderful things already from home and keeping people's spirits up, which is wonderful. But my Legend of the Week challenge for tonight is for anybody listening, anybody on the Facebook Live as well, to get the most famous person they know or can get in touch with at short notice to send me a message on social media and prove that they have seen evidence of the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Now, you may not think you know anyone famous. They don't have to be incredibly famous. They don't have to be, you know, an A-list movie star. But if they are, all the better. But someone that's had some kind of notoriety in the public eye in some way or another, and I just need evidence that you've asked them to do this during the show tonight and they've actually bothered to do it. So they can send me a message, they can send you a message and you can send it to me, but it has to mention the show that goes like this and Ben Simmons. So whether they do a short WhatsApp video, whether they just text you back with, who is that? Who is that guy? I've never heard of him. I'm not doing it. then you can send me the evidence on Facebook. So I'll put a post up. We're going to get the quiz going as well, so there'll be a couple of posts going up very shortly. Hello to Pat Nearney. Hello to Steve O'Hull. Good to know you're both tuned in at the moment. So yes, to be my Legend of the Week tonight, get the most famous person you can find at short notice before I go off the air at 8 o'clock to either send me a direct message or to send you a message and then you send it on to me, whether that's a screen grab on Facebook, whether it's a screenshot of a WhatsApp message, however you do it, I need evidence. So whoever sends in any kind of evidence from the most famous person they can in the public eye will get the Legend of the Week award tonight. That is a challenge I'm extending tonight, right now, live on the show that goes like this. So if you're tuned in, there you go. If you're not tuned in, I'm going to post about it on Facebook during the next couple of tracks. But you have heard it first, so you're an advantage. You can get moving on this. Anybody in the public eye, just get them to send you a message or send me a direct message, and you can send it on to me if they send it to you. And then I'll go through all the ones that are eligible, and we'll see who can be Legend of the Week tonight. So any message from any kind of famous person or person slightly in the public eye, get them to send it to you, send it on to me, or get them to send it to me directly for Legend of the Week tonight. I will reiterate it. Post going up on Facebook as well. Right. Shall we get another track on? I guess we blooming well should. I'll get the quiz going shortly. I'll get posting. It's all happening. Here, with Lovefool, is the Cardigans. Was the Cardigans there with Love Fool. I only just made it back to the microphone in time due to trying to post on Facebook. I've missed some messages possibly on Facebook Live while that was going on. James Stubbs is watching. Hello to you, James. And Ash says, just popping in, we'll be back and forth as doing other things. That's absolutely fine. I have no problem with that. But you're here. That's good. That's good to know. Nick Murphy doesn't want to say hello to Kylie. Okay. Do you want to say anything to Kylie? Is it just not hello?
or you just want to ignore her completely at all times. Jodie Sylveston says, hi, Nikki. I like this. See, due to Facebook Live, people can just have a chat, you know, through the medium of me on the radio, which is wonderful. Right, now, listen very carefully. Here are instructions to be the winner of the quiz that goes like this. Now, this began on this radio show last week, and it's continuing this week. It's not a quiz where I'm going to read out the questions on the radio. It's all been put up online for you, and you have to take part in this quiz. So, if you're my friend, you can go to my Ben Simmons Facebook page, and the second post down has a link to a quiz on it, which is called The Quiz That Goes Like This, 002. So check that out. You must click on that link, and then it will take you to a site called Quiz Global, which hosts this quiz. Now, do be aware there are adverts on there. Do not click on any adverts. To take part in the quiz, scroll down a little bit. The title of the quiz is in purple, and then you scroll down and you will find a green bar that says Play Auto. So you then just choose Play Auto, and you can take part in this quiz. So I wish you much luck with that. And if you're on a mobile phone, you might have to scroll down a little bit further than if you're on a computer. So scroll down to the green Play Auto button. Ignore any of the adverts that you find on the Quiz Global site. And you get 3 minutes to do this quiz. And there are 15 multiple choice general knowledge questions. Now, how do you prove how well you've done? Because you will get a result. You will get a result out of 15, also calculated as a percentage at the end of the quiz. You must take a screen grab if you're on a desktop, or a screenshot if you're on a mobile phone, and you must post it on the post on my Facebook page that I've just put up there that says The Quiz That Goes Like This. So do that, and in the comment section, post your photographs of how well you've done on that quiz. So find the post, click the link, take part in the quiz. Once you get your result, take a photograph of your result and post it in the comment section from where I posted the original quiz link. And very, very good luck with that. The quiz is now live. Right, I am going to get some more music on while some of you attempt that quiz. And nobody in the history of the quiz that goes like this, which is 1 week previous, it's only happened once before, but nobody's ever got 100%. Somebody last week won with 14 out of 15 correct answers. So good luck with that. All the best with the quiz. While we all come to terms with it, here's Green Day with American Idiot.
Subliminal mind, America.
That was Green Day and American Idiot then. I very nearly missed the end of that track. Due to Eddie Bushell sending me an amusing message on Facebook Live. I feel a duty bound to share it with you. Eddie Bushell and his wife Naomi have just had a delivery from Iceland, not the country, the supermarket. And Eddie says, I have beer, Naomi does not have cider. She's absolutely furious. Yes, now that would make me furious. Was it one of those where they put a substitute in your shopping and given you apple juice or something? Or you've selected no substitutes and just had to accept the fact that they've got no cider? Outrageous. Anyway, someone's taken part in the quiz already, which I'm very pleased to announce. And very impressively has got a high score. So they could well be doing very well tonight. Now, it's out of 15, the quiz. So in the event of a tie, then the person who sent in their score first will be the winner. Hello to Adam Dakin. Nice to know that you're watching. In case you're wondering what's going on, I'm broadcasting my weekly radio show here at Phoenix FM. I don't always do that kind of lean to the side to show you. That was just proving where I am. Yeah, we're talking about the quiz that I've just made live. The quiz that goes like this. And basically, I need people to send in their quiz result. And they're coming in thick and fast now. Three people have sent me evidence of having completed the quiz. And I'm just making a note of their scores. I do need to know your score out of 15, not your percentage. Because in the event of a tie, there will be a tiebreaker. No, there won't be a tiebreaker. It's the person that sent in their result first. So there we go. So, yeah, this is the show that goes like this. This is Phoenix FM that you're tuned into. And lots going on. Facebook Live makes it more interactive. I always play good songs here on this station, and many of the tracks have been suggested by the lovely listening legends as well. Eddie Bushell has now confirmed Naomi didn't have any replacement in the shopping from Iceland. It was just nothing in place of cider. When you need alcohol to get you through difficult times, that is bound to cause consternation and upset. I'm definitely sorry for you in the Bushell household. I'm guessing that Naomi doesn't want to share in the beer as well. Cider's most definitely got its own flavour. So, yeah, good luck coping with that. Andre Vincent's watching. Hello to you, sir. That's fabulous. Good to know that you're out there. So this is my weekly radio show, but it's also now on Facebook Live, which makes it a heck of a lot more interactive. And somehow, we've just about done the first hour. We're halfway through. Yes, I'm here on the airwaves and now live on Facebook up until 8 o'clock tonight. Getting requests as well from fellow Phoenix presenters. John Good, thank you very much for that. I'll see what I can do. Right, I was telling you about the quiz. And while I'm telling you about the quiz, I'm going to tell you about something else I'm going to share with you as well. Let me get that result written down. And then we can work out who's doing well at the quiz. Now, basically, in these times of lockdown, we're looking for new ways to entertain ourselves. Like I said earlier, I actually did a jigsaw earlier on. Well, completed it with my wife today. My wife did do the brunt of it, to be fair. Hello to Alan Pratt as well from Chiang Mai. Amazing, the international reach we have now with modern technology. Fabulous. Good to hear from you, mate. Hope you're okay. Yes, what was I talking about? Was it the quiz? No, it was something else I was going to tell you other than the quiz. You were looking for new forms of entertainment. Yes, I did jigsaws. My wife and I did jigsaws. My wife and I played Scrabble for the first time in an awfully long time. If you would like something to give yourself a little challenge, then a friend of mine called Nick Ashton is an amazing graphic artist and creates wonderful things. And it's worth searching him out on Facebook and his website, Chicken Monster, I believe. So check that out as well. Search for Chicken Monster. And I have recently shared to my Facebook wall, so if you scroll down a little bit, you'll find it. A wonderful thing that can take up some time while you're in a state of lockdown that refers to many of your childhood TV shows and cinema experiences, movie experiences. I'm just trying to scroll to find this and do it justice on my Facebook page, so bear with me one second. Yes, there it is. It's actually entitled Childhood Cinema. And basically, Nick Ashton has drawn a cartoon version of many wonderful characters from a huge variety of TV shows and movies, predominantly from the 80s, but some going into the 70s and the 90s as well. And you simply have to identify the movies or TV shows that these characters represent. And incredibly, there are 70 movies and TV shows represented in this cartoon poster. And I believe Nick Ashton is being very kind, and 18 people, or 17 people maybe, have currently done this successfully, have got all 70 people right. If you get them right and you email him, then he will send you a signed print of this picture as soon as he can get those done, when printing shops are open. But yeah, it's wonderful. So I think the first couple of people to do it after listening to this will still be eligible to get a print. 17 or 18 people have done it successfully so far, but it's not easy. It did take me the best part of a day. And I had to have some extensive research capabilities, I tell you, many of which you'll be familiar with instantly, some of which will drive you utterly crazy. But yes, have a look at Nick Ashton's Childhood Cinema picture. It is on my Facebook, and if you know him, you'll find it on his Facebook as well. But search for Chicken Monster online too, and if I remember to do it in time, then I will share it a bit higher up on my Facebook wall as well. But the quiz that goes like this is at the top at the moment. Wow, it's all happening. Another quiz result has just come in. Let me make a note of that. It's going to be hotly contested tonight for the quiz result. There's got to be a hotly contested poll we've got to think about as well. Literally all happening. Okay, now then, here's another track suggested by Siobhan Roxburgh that I'm going to play for those on Phoenix FM. It's Aretha Franklin and Chain of Fools.
Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
Change, change.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this. Now, people are getting at there's unrest on Facebook Live right now because I've promised to do a tour of the studio and it hasn't materialised as of yet. So for Michael and Colin, huge apologies. Right, let's do it right now. It's not going to make great radio, but if you're also tuned in on Facebook Live, then you'll get to actually see what's going on. So apologies if you get a slightly iffy picture. There, this is me, clearly. Oh, you can turn the camera around. That will make it easier, won't it? This is my view. There's my Facebook screen. There's my computer screen that queues up tracks. There's my mixing desk. There's other various bits of equipment and telephones over there. There's our live feed into the studio from news channels over there. There's printers. There's fire extinguishers. It's important to be safe, obviously. There's other microphones for numerous guests. There's promotional banners over there. If we have anyone in for photographs, then that's where they stand in front of. There's a window there. It's nice to get natural light. And in answer to Dave Bourne's question, yes, Dave, I am wearing trousers. So there you go. Let's put this back on me. There we go. That was your little virtual tour of the Phoenix FM studio. Now you've got a feel slightly of a little bit more what it's like for me being here. Now officially, Nick Ashton is watching. I have to tell you, Nick, there were times where I was very, very happy working out those characters in your cartoon movie and TV cinema poster from predominantly the 80s. There were times where I got very frustrated. And yes, anyway, it's all over now. I did get them all right, I believe, so thank you. Now, yes, Rachel Willett, you're right, you have sat in that chair. She has appeared on The Guest, as a guest, not on the... She has appeared on The Guest, that would be awful, she just sat on The Guest. Nobody should do that. She has appeared as a guest in this very studio and sat in that very chair opposite me, yes. Eddie Bushell says, get them off. I think you're referring to my trousers there, are you? It would be highly inappropriate if this became some bizarre radio DJ strip show. That would be awful. Nobody, I'm virtually certain, nobody wants to see that. Although, I've just given me an idea for my hotly contested poll tonight. Anyway, if you're yet to take part in the quiz that goes like this, 002, the second one I've ever done, then check it out. The link is on my Facebook page and also Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. So you can get involved there. You have to click the link. It takes you to the quiz hosting site. Scroll down to the green button that says Play Auto. And then you get a 3-minute time limit to answer 15 general knowledge questions. At the end of the quiz, then you will get your final score out of 15. Also, as a percentage, you need to take a screenshot of that and post it on my Facebook page to prove you've done the quiz. And if there is a tie in the top scorers, the person that sent me their evidence first will be the winner. So, there we go. It's literally still all happening here on the show that goes like this. It's rather exciting. I definitely like it better with Facebook Live. You guys seem to like it better with Facebook Live. And some people are upset that their internet dropped out while the live studio tour happened. Right, just one more time, just for you, because it doesn't make great radio. That is one of the screens in front of me. That is the other screen in front of me. There's a small mixing desk there. There's a large mixing desk here. Fire extinguisher there. Yes, we're safe. Telephone equipment there. Some other players there. Printer over there. Air conditioning unit there. Not on at the moment. It's a bit nippy. Don't be ridiculous. Promotional banners over there for photograph opportunities. Window there. And there we go. That's literally all you need to see. Hope that made it a bit more acceptable for you. And Dave Bourne, yes, you're correctly guessing what the poll might be. Anyway, I'm going to get another track on. Obviously, I'm going to stay live on Facebook Live, but get on to Phoenix FM as well, and you can listen to the music. Right now then, April Fool's Day related tracks, because that comes up tomorrow. This is Dizzy Rascal.
I wake up every day is a daydream. dream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in 2D. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Bonkers.
In my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in 2D. And all I care about is sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Yeah, man, in the floor now.
Just back there, back there, in the floor now.
I wake up, every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in 2D. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bom, 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 bom.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Phoenix FM.
Certainly, most is still. Most certainly is still. Would have been better if I said it the right way round. That ruins your sentence, doesn't it? Anyway, this is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Co-broadcasting on Facebook Live to get a live video picture. And a hello to Louisa Memory, my cousin. It's good to know that you're there. Fabulous. Good to hear from you. Now then. Here's something that I'm a little worried about admitting, but I'm going to. Yes, I have shared a poll on my Facebook page. Stephen Greatorex, winner of last week's The Quiz That Goes Like This, is watching. I have already made this week's quiz live, Stephen. You're going to have to do very well if you want to take the title. Robin Mather is watching. Hello to you. Louisa says hi. Hi back, Louisa. Hope you're marvellous. Now... I've had some more quiz results come in. I'll have to check all these properly to see who's currently in the lead. I'm not going to update you till the end, though, and we'll find out who the winner is. But so much is going on still. I've got to remember to queue up tracks, though. I'm running out of tracks because of all the entertainment going on Facebook Live. It's brilliant having some online banter. And good to know Robin Mather is liking things. So thank you very much for that. I haven't seen you for ages. Hope everything's good with you. Now, there's a track I can queue up and get ready. I'm going to do that. Anyway, how's your Tuesday? It's the 31st of March. Did you know it's Eiffel Tower Day today? Going to be difficult to actually visit it. Did you know it's also Dance Marathon Day? So, you know, get those dancing shoes on and don't just dance once, do it a lot. Carolina, you're absolutely right. I meant cousin in the broadest sense of the word. She rightly says that she is my cousin and Louisa is my second cousin. Yes, if we're going in depth into my family tree, then completely correct. So hello to my cousin Carolina. Hello again to my second cousin, Louisa. It's always confusing, though, isn't it? Second cousin and then once and twice removed and what that means. If anyone can put it succinctly, then feel free to. I love your emojis, Robin Maver. Excellent. Really, really good. Really appropriate. Now, I did say I was trying to get other tracks queued up and have failed to do so in the time frame that I wanted to. But anyway, I hope you're all okay out there. So yeah, Eiffel Tower Day, Dance Marathon Day. What else is it today? Well, unbelievably, it's Bunsen Burner Day today. We all remember a Bunsen burner, don't we? I've often wondered, are they only ever really used in school classrooms, or are they actually used by chemists all over the world? Not entirely sure. I would like to find out. So if you know any chemists out there that still use Bunsen burners, feel free to send me messages. I've had another message from Tracy Blease, who... whose daughter Lexi, I told her she had to go and have a bath earlier. And apparently she's got the hump now, so I'm sorry about that. But are you, I'm guessing you're back, are you? Is Lexi back? Or is it just Tracy now? Anyway, right, let's get some more music on, and then I can work out what the heck's going on with the quiz and the hotly contested poll. Anyway, here comes with some April Fool's related music. Garbage. This is Stupid Girl.
Stupid girl, Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this, with Ben Simmons broadcasting live on Phoenix 98 FM, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas of Essex. PhoenixFM.com if you're not, or you can ask your smart speaker assistant to play Phoenix FM and it will do. And lots going on tonight. The quiz that goes like this is live. Yeah, you can find the link to that on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, as well as my Ben Simmons Facebook page. Scroll down to the Play Auto green bar. Click that. You'll get 3 minutes to complete the quiz. You have to send photographic evidence of your final score back to me on Facebook to prove just how well you did or did not do at the quiz. Dave Bourne says, next week's show should be trouserless if the poll dictates. Well, you know, I did get on board with the should I change my name to Seagull, and there was a hotly contested poll that Dave Bourne was partly responsible for, where I would have changed my name had the poll result dictated it, but it didn't. And oh, hello to Ian Richards, who's watching. Dave Bourne has a hashtag. Mike Buck tried to start Simmons trend. Dave Bourne is trying to start Simmons trouserless. Well, let me tell you, Dave, the poll is currently 50-50, so it's all to play for. If you go on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, and it has been shared to my personal Ben Simmons page, you will find the poll, Ben's trousers are better on or off. You have to have really tuned into some of the show for the last 10 minutes or so to understand why that poll is there. But I do have trousers on at the moment. I can't really prove it on Facebook Live very easily. But yes, there you go. I have trousers on. And who knows, maybe next week, if the poll dictates, I may not have trousers on. That's not to say there aren't other garments that could replace trousers. I might need a sarong next week. That's fair to say. Anyway, there's so much going on you can do on Facebook whilst tuning into the show. There's the quiz going on, there's this hotly contested poll. And remember, if you want to be Legend of the Week tonight, I've put a challenge out to anybody listening. Many people in the performing industry are finding themselves at a loose end at the minute, so it wouldn't be as difficult as normal to do this. Anybody you know who has ever been in the public eye, get them to send you a message that mentions me in it, Ben Simmons, so that I know you have done it, and then post that picture on my Facebook page. And any message received from any kind of celebrity or person in the public eye will put you in the running to be Legend of the Week, and which one I decide is the best one will be the winner. If nobody does it, there could be no Legend of the Week tonight, so someone's got to make the effort. And there you go. That's all I'm going to say. The excitement is most definitely building. Upsettingly for me, the Ben's Trousers poll has just gone to 43-57 in favour of trousers off. I don't quite know what that actually means. My dad has handily explained about the cousins being removed, or first or second cousins. So has he managed a succinct answer? Let's have a look. Once removed refers to generation. Carolina is the same level as you because her dad Vic is your dad's brother. Claire, Carolina's sister, has a daughter Louisa, who is your cousin once removed. Her children are twice removed. Yes. Okay, I understand. Right. Hope that was as clear as anything could be for you guys. Let's get more tracks on if you're on the radio on Phoenix FM 98.0. Hope you're enjoying the show. Somehow we've only got 33 minutes and 17 seconds left. This is Chris Rea with Fool, brackets, if you think it's over. He doesn't sing brackets every time.
I am flame, you're free again. Who could love do that to you? All dressed in black, you won't be coming back. Save your tears, got years and years. The pain
Chris Rea, and as Caption Boy says, we'll have more of Chris on tomorrow evening's programme. This is Top of the Pops 2.
It isn't Top of the Pops 2, it's the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Unbelievable. But that was Chris Rea with Fool, If You Think It's Over. And I've got another track lined up. Got to say a big hello to Jim Lavelle, to Naomi Bushell, who's now officially watching, and to Rebecca Martin as well. Hello, haven't seen you for an awfully long time. Hope you're okay. Whilst I am broadcasting my weekly radio show here at Phoenix FM, I've now made it Facebook Live as well, so you get video evidence that it actually happens. That is also from Kate Pirie, a hashtag I never want to see again. Ben Keeney, don't say it, don't get that trending, for heck's sake. Anyway, now then, I'm going to get another track on. We're into the final quarter of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. And I still haven't done celebrity birthdays. So, oh, do you know what? I'm going to rectify that right now. I have a little bit of exciting music to go with it. So there's a dearth of celebrity birthdays today, if you like, but there are still some. So, Hollywood actor Ewan McGregor is 49 today. Another slightly older Hollywood actor, Christopher Walken, is 77 today. Former presidential nominee, US politician Al Gore, is 72 today. And Cheers and movie actress Rhea Perlman is 72 today. And had he survived, Johann Sebastian Bach would have been 335 today. So those were your celebrity birthdays for the 31st of March. Also, I love to celebrate wacky holidays here on this programme. And if you just joined us, today is Eiffel Tower Day. It's Dance Marathon Day. It's National Bunsen Burner Day. And it's World Backup Day as well. Get those hard drives, back them up. Get those computers backed up. Use the cloud, although your information's there for eternity then. Use the cloud safely, I guess. Right, oh, I'm going to get another track on, then I'm going to get some quiz answers. I still can't see any evidence of celebrities that anybody has sent in evidence of having got them to message during this programme. So, I can see a couple of efforts that have been made, but I will do my best to have a look through those while the next track is on. If you're just joining us and you're wondering what this challenge is, you've only got 20 minutes or so to do it, so it's going to be interesting. But basically, if you know anyone who is or has ever been in the public eye and is in any vague kind of way famous, by Kevin Garner, no problem if you have to go. But if you know anybody who has any level of notoriety whatsoever, get them to send you a message with the name Ben Simmons in it, proving that they have responded to your request, and post photographic evidence of that message on my Facebook page. There is a post that relates to the Legend of the Week award for tonight's show that was posted around 40 minutes ago, and you will see a couple of people have put photographs there at the moment. So, yes, it can be anybody, absolutely anybody, no matter how famous. They can have appeared in the background of an episode of The Bill. They can have appeared in the foreground of an A-list movie in the cinema. You know, anybody is eligible, but they have to send a message with Ben Simmons in that message. So, go for it. Right, another track coming on. All the music tonight is April Fool's related in some way or another. I'm not playing any pranks tonight because you can't do it unless it's the right day. But anyway, with Why Do Fools Fall in Love, it's Diana Ross.
Why do
Phoenix FM.
That was Diana Ross with a downtown Las Vegas version of Why Do Fools Fall in Love. I saw the video for that earlier. A little bit weird, but still a lovely song. Matt Watson says, hi, Ben. Hi, Matt. Hope you're okay. Hope the family okay. Hope you're not going crazy. Can you believe it's only been a week of official lockdown? They were advising social distancing before that, but it's only been a week of official lockdown. That is quite literally ridiculous. Anyway, yes, you're here on Phoenix FM. I'm here every week between 6 and 8, and I'm now here on Facebook Live as well with a video going out for everybody. Kate Perry, you can't include yourself in the Legend of the Week thing. Yes, there's so much interaction on this show. There's a hotly contested poll you can take part in that may result in me wearing no trousers next week. That's on my Facebook page. There's the quiz that goes like this, 002, 15 general knowledge multiple choice questions you can do. Send photographic evidence of your score and you could be this week's winner of the quiz. Also, you can suggest tracks and I can get them on the air for you if they're in our extensive library. It's good that people get involved. It's good that they take part. That's what makes it interactive here on Phoenix FM. I'm going to get another track on. I'm going to see if I can squeeze in three or four more before we finish. So much still to happen. It's all going on. And I guess all the music, if you're just joining us, is related to April Fool's Day, which is coming tomorrow. And some April Fool's jokes go a bit far and can ruin people's lives. Zara Larsson knows all about it, but she wants it.
I miss you, pushing me close to the edge. I miss you. I wish I knew what I had when I left. I miss you. You said fire to my world, couldn't handle the heat. Now I'm sleeping alone and I'm starting to freeze. Baby, come bring me hell, let it rain over me. Baby, come back to me. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life, yeah. I want you to rule my nights, you to rule my nights, yeah, all of my nights, yeah. I want you to bring it all on, if you make it all wrong, that'll make it all right, yeah. I want you to rule my life, get to rule my life, get to rule my life. I want you to rule my life, get to rule my life, get to rule my life, yeah. I want you to rule my nights, get to rule my nights, yeah, all of my nights, yeah. I want you to bring it all on, if you make it all wrong, then I make it all right, yeah. I want you to rule my life, get to rule my life, get to rule my life. I miss you more than I thought that I could. I miss you. I know you missing me too, like you should. I miss you. You said fire to my world, couldn't handle the heat. Now I'm sleeping alone and I'm starting to freeze. Baby, come bring me air, let it rain over me. Baby, come back to me. Baby, come back to me. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life, yeah. I want you to rule my nights, you to rule my nights, yeah, all of my nights, yeah. I want you to bring it all on, if you make it all wrong, that'll make it all right, yeah. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life, yeah. I want you to rule my nights, you to rule my nights, yeah, all of my nights, yeah. I want you to bring it all on, if you make it all wrong, that'll make it all right, yeah. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life. I miss you. Well, come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me.
Larson there then with Ruin My Life on Phoenix FM on the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons with you for another 18 and a half minutes. Hope it's been a fabulous evening for you so far, broadcasting equally on Facebook Live as well as on the radio. And Michael Buck has just written in a message, what? Those who know you well know you're talking out loud between songs the same amount as normal. Just now, thanks to Facebook, you're no longer talking to yourself. You're right, I think I've read that out not as you intended it to be said there, Mike, but thanks very much. Those who know you well, pause, know you're talking out loud between songs the same amount as normal. Just now, thanks to Facebook, you're no longer talking to yourself. Yes, basically, that is true, Mike, but I looked at the points where the songs were on as a little gap, a little bit where I could just relax for a bit. I don't get those moments now. Michael Buck has now posted a faceplant emoji because I said it wrong. I'm sorry. Look, I've shaved for tonight. I didn't learn to read for tonight, okay? Eddie Bushell says, the trouser pole, of course, is an entirely different thing, or a different thing entirely. Yes, it is indeed. Although I have to tell you, the trouser pole currently stands at 46% say trousers on, 54% say trousers off. Still, the no's have it then. No trousers is winning at the moment. Now, you've probably only got around 10 minutes to get any messages in from any kind of famous person you know with the name Ben Simmons in it. Photographic evidence of them sending you a message. Can be a text, can be a WhatsApp. Anybody in the public eye. A couple of people have done it so far. But that person, the one that's got the best famous person, will probably be my legend of the week. So get them coming. Tristan Ward is watching. You've joined late, Tristan. If there's anybody famous you know, get them to send you a message with the name Ben Simmons in it, and you could win my Legend of the Week award if you get photographic evidence of a message from a famous person with my name in it and post it on my Facebook page. Melanie Lodge is watching. Hello to you. Right. So, I'm going to get more music on, then I'm going to sort out what the heck is going on with quizzes, with polls. So much interactiveness to get yourself joining in with this show with. Yes, there's a hotly contested poll about my trousers, and there is a quiz you can take part in as well, and there is the Legend of the Week award up for grabs that you have to do something to win it. So, what has Andy Onion put? You should play Swords of a Thousand Men by Trouser Pole Tudor. I'll see what I can do, Andy. I doubt that's on our extensive library here at Phoenix FM, but anyway, I'll get a track on that's not that track. It's One Direction. And, you know, however they do it, they like playing April Fool's Day pranks. One way or another, they're going to get you.
One way or another, I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you. One way or another, I'm going to win you. I'm going to get you. One way or another, I'm going to see you. I'm going to meet you one day. Maybe next week I'm gonna meet ya. I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya. I will drive past your house, and if the lights are all down, I see who's around. Let's go. One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get you. One way. I'm gonna win ya. I'll get you.
That was One Direction there, then, with One Way or Another. And this is Phoenix FM. This is the show that goes like this. I'm getting distracted by Facebook Live almost every second of this programme. So, yes, it's good to have you out there. It's good to have you asking fellow Phoenix presenters to take garments of clothing off, as well as me. But it will only be me that is dictated to by the poll that is currently running. And there are ways of casting your vote. If you're friends with me on Facebook, or you go to Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, then you can literally make it happen, cast your vote and be interactive. Now, I'm going to try and queue up another track, and we're probably only going to have room for one or two more tracks, and then I've got to sum up the entire show. We'll reveal who today's Legend of the Week is. We will also reveal who the quiz winner was. So, lots still to come. Keep it here for the last 12 minutes of the show that goes like this. In the meantime, no matter what April Fool's pranks get played on him, Daniel Bedingfield will get through it.
If only I could, I just gotta do this.
For Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. This is the show that goes like this. Hello to Ian Good, who's now watching on the Facebook live stream. And I have to disappoint Tristan Ward again. Not only could I fail to play a track that he asked for, also he's asked me to send him a text message. While the Facebook live is being broadcast from my phone, Tristan, I'm not getting rid of it just in case anything goes wrong. So I'm not exiting the app to send any messages, so huge apologies there. Right, basically I'll tell you what's going to happen in the final 8.5 minutes of this show. Then I believe I can still squeeze in a couple of tracks. We're then going to find out results of tonight's quiz. We're also going to find out who the Legend of the Week is for tonight. Has anybody sent in any kind of evidence of them being friends with any kind of celebrity or person in the public eye? So, yes, Dave Bourne has now suggested that next week we have songs about trousers. I can only think of Madness, which instantly springs to mind, but people could be creative, I guess, with songs about trousers. I don't think many DJs have ever done a trouser special, so it's something I'll be looking at. But thanks for that, Dave, and thanks for inspiring it. Barbara Ferry says on the 31st of March or the 1st of April, it doesn't matter, wishing you a very happy and joyful April Fool's Day to the King of Fools. Thanks very much. I'll take that. Damien Elliott is watching as well later on in this broadcast. It finishes at 8 o'clock, Damien, but well done for tuning in. Hope you're okay as well. So, yes, we've had celebrity birthdays. We've had ridiculous holidays. We are going to have the result of the quiz. We are going to have Legend of the Week, all revealed very shortly. Shall we have another track before then? Yes. Now, all the music tonight has been related to April Fool's Day in some way or another. Here, this was suggested by Siobhan Roxburgh a little bit earlier on, I think, is the Kinks. They don't mind the joke that's been played on them, but you really got them, didn't you? So that was the Kinks with You Really Got Me. And if you thought there was going to be a jingle after that song and you were disappointed.
Phoenix FM.
There you go. And just to reiterate, because a question came in off air. Last week I did threaten to start Facebook Living from the car park and show you my journey into the studio. Then I thought it might be a bit unfair on the presenter before me who wouldn't be aware that they'd be live broadcast on the internet. So I've abandoned that idea. But people are getting involved in questioning me. You'll be pleased to know that the Ben's Trouser poll is now clearly showing a win for no trousers. So we'll see what transpires with that next week. But as ever, I've only got a quite short amount of a time to fill you in on everything that's been going on tonight. Well, it's been Eiffel Tower Day on the 31st of March. It's been Dance Marathon Day, National Bunsen Burner Day and World Backup Day. So I hope you get involved with all those things. We've been through some limited celebrity birthdays that there are today. Now then, for the result of the quiz that goes like this, number two. And I can tell you some of the results that have come in. And Rachel Woollett did well and scored 13 out of 15. Nick Ashton scored 11. Fran Simmons also scored 13. John Good scored 11. Steve Greatorex, last week's winner, scored 11. Naomi Bushell scored 10. Daniel Perry scored 10. Andy Onion scored 13. But the quiz winner with an impressive 14 out of 15 is Barbara Ferry. Well done, Barbara. You are the quiz winner. But what about tonight's Legend of the Week? Well, for sending in a video of R2-D2 and then Luke Skywalker saying Ben. That was tenuous, but Mark Gore is Legend of the Week. Well done, sir. And as ever, I'm running out of time towards the end of the show. Thanks if you've joined me on Facebook Live and Phoenix FM. Hope you've had a wonderful day. I'm going to play out with something that many people will feel as a result of April Fool's jokes that may happen to them tomorrow. Self-isolating, lockdown with your kids. Who knows? Something stupid is going to happen. Take care. Rob's up next with Sin City. See you soon.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.